When Bath County School Board met on March 6th, the Parkland, Florida school shooting was still fresh in everyone's minds. In some opening public comments, Sheriff Robert Plecker described some of the security measures already in place to protect students and his hope that before long, the school budget will allow for a resource officer at each school. While students' anxiety and confusion may increase during times like these, student representative Mary Dressler expressed appreciation to the many adults in and outside of the school system who have been willing to discuss and work through those fears with our youth. Justin Ryder, the school's business manager, gave an overview of the proposed budget and mentioned an addition for the next fiscal year.
Another safety factor from a medical perspective is to change the current school nurses, which we have two three-quarter nurses, from part-time to full-time. This would assume a 200-day contract, and they would be here basically 7.25 hours a day or a teacher equivalent. And that price is $24,592 with benefits.
Later in his presentation, Ryder gave some background on what to expect from the state and the importance of communicating with school board members and supervisors about items considered priorities.
We will take note that the state funds have decreased a little bit, even though our enrollment was still at 515. 515 is the budgeted figure for 17-18 as well. And those in school finance know that March 31st is the real date for who gets the money.
Allison Hicklin, Millboro Elementary School, presenting in Superintendent Sue Hirsch's absence, described one of the several areas in which Bath County students have excelled recently.
Mid-February 15th and 16th, our Beta Club from the high school attended the National Beta Conference in Hampton. They competed in a variety of different competitions with 30 other schools, and we took away several winners. Emma Marshall, first place on-site painting, second place visual arts. Taylor Gentry, second place in Science Division One, and the scrapbook team took third place.
Members of that team were Gabrielle Reed, Skylin Reed, Samantha Steinspring, Courtney Hoover, Taylor Gentry, Fenya Scovera, and Jennifer Ford. This year, three teams, two with middle school-aged students on them and the veteran team from the high school, attended the Kid Wind competition. These teams are scored in the following categories to determine their final placing. The first is specifically how much power their turbine generates. Next, how well they present and discuss their own designs and turbines with the judges. And finally, their knowledge about sustainable energy and wind power. All three teams had fine showings and qualified to participate in the national competition in Chicago in May. They will need to raise close to $24,000 to cover the expenses of such a trip for this many students and their sponsors. As Stephen Heiner of Mountain Grove, who observed the regional competition and was present at the school board meeting, commented.
Hopefully the community will rally behind these young students and provide all the resources that they need to continue this study with wind turbines, also take the trip to Chicago.
For information on the Kid Wind competition and Bath County's participation, please contact Larry Grubbs or Joey Altizer or the school board office at 839-2722. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.